Cosmic light. The cosmic light is a release from the central sun. Cosmic light is substance definitely qualified by cosmic beings, drawn and projected in rays to do a specific thing. This cosmic light released, which is the activity of the substance of light, is not just a universal activity. This cosmic light is not the universal cosmic light, but projected consciously from the great central sun by cosmic beings. It is consciously projected, self-luminous, intelligent substance. It is projected by great beings from the central sun to this system of worlds. The cosmic light of science is not the cosmic light we refer to. It is concentrated light from the central sun. What science knows is accumulated cosmic light in the atmosphere. Cosmic light is self-luminous substance. The light science knows is static or still light. Eventually, this cosmic light will become the atmosphere of Earth. And the release of the cosmic light is an impelling force, impelling each individual life stream to take on a different activity. The Earth, the wayward child, must come back, if necessary, by force. This force is the power of the cosmic light, which takes command of the feeling world and moves each one forward. The release of the cosmic light to Earth has not only permitted assistance to be given Earth in transmuting the accumulation of the ages, but it is the authority over the human, and in its increasing action it has made more and more achievements possible. The cosmic light says once again, mankind must be set free from the sweat of the brow for its livelihood. Release of cosmic light means that we must hold firmer control over ourselves. Perhaps we may feel only a great calm stillness, the rapidity of vibration being so great that we may not even feel it. That will happen many times upon release of cosmic light in the future. When the Goddess of Liberty, spokesman of the Karmic Board at that time, gave Washington his vision, then began the great spectacle. The Goddess of Liberty herself went to the central sun to intercede for the earth. This cosmic light was sought out and brought forth by her. When these waves come, it is at her call. She is the outpost for them. The students are calling to this mighty cosmic light that is being consciously directed by great beings from the central sun. The cosmic light has become the initiator for the new age. Mankind get their initiations right here in the outer world in daily living instead of in the retreats as formerly. Their initiations are in the world of reality. There is this change in the action of initiation. While in the retreats they were no less real to the individual, yet those images were conjured up for a specific test. The release of cosmic light increases the energy in all life as well as in individuals. Also, when we come into the understanding of our individualized presence, the stream of light from it is increased, whereas formerly this took place only at the time of initiations. Because of the calls from the students, more and more cosmic light has been released. This light pushes discord back to its source, causing it to return to its creator for redemption quicker than before. This causes distress and increased disease. It is also outpicturing in storms and destructive activities of nature. This always takes place at the incoming of a new age, which causes fear among some of mankind. These conditions can be handled, minimized, and transmuted by the use of the light rays consciously directed. One can project a consciously qualified light ray into the condition and hold it there. Knowing it is the light from the presence and the masters flowing through, producing a flame that does the work, changes the condition. It is not the personal will. The more one can completely let go and just enjoy it, the greater and quicker the results will be made manifest. In a park near Los Angeles in the early summer of 1937, it was noticed that the growth in some trees and shrubs was 3 times that of previous years. This was attributed to the release of cosmic light. The cosmic light has said to Earth, "You must expand more light." How does the Earth expand more light? The light is expanded through its people. Initiations. Some literature on initiation tells of the presence being revealed at a certain initiation. What presence is that but your I Am presence? It also tells about the fire passing through the initiate's inner bodies. To correlate, in the instruction the Master Saint Germain brought forth on the I Am presence and how to call it into action, when applied, one gets a similar action to that of initiates. Now, in the new cycle, through this understanding and use of the transmuting violet flame, it enables people in the outer world not having occult training to get similar results and even greater. This has provided ways and means by which mankind can use the actions of the sacred fire without the initiations as formerly required. Through this, they can not only purify, perfect, and make great strides of progress, but also much can and has been done for the masses and the earth, especially through group work. The release and intensification of the cosmic light enabled the ascended masters to come in closer contact with mankind and to give many dictations to groups of students. This action has provided assistance similar to that which is received at initiations. In this cycle, with the understanding and use of the I Am presence and transmuting violet flame, the one on the path does not have to go through the severe tests as was the order of the day formerly set forth through occult teachings. You can set the law into action and transmute karma and never have to look upon it as initiates had to in previous cycles. Right here in everyday life in the outer world, tests come, but we have the way and means to handle them. Editor's note. Karma will be used here as meaning the destructive and all imperfectly qualified energy and its reaction. The constructively qualified energy, the good karma, will be referred to as accumulated good. Cycles. We are at the closing of a 2,000-year cycle and entering into the next and last 2,000-year cycle of a greater cycle of 14,000 years, as well as a great cosmic cycle concerning all the systems around the central sun. This is a moving forward or step up of each system. Therefore, each planet in each system moves up to the next place. Some people feel they have eternity and want to take it easy instead of getting into action. They don't want to enter into the cosmic push. They do not realize that there is only a short time for this great opportunity we have at this time. They do not have eternity if they wish to come along with the earth. There are cycles within cycles. This time there is no receding. We will go on and on in expansion of the light. There are cycles which come at certain times during the year when there are greater outpourings than usual. These are the Christmas season, from Thanksgiving to about the middle of January, Easter time, around the 1st of July, and around the latter part of September.